Christmas is really upon us, isn't it? It's very soon. I'm wondering, how do you get prepared? Well, you could be like me. I'm absolutely hopeless. I never realise that Christmas is upon us until Christmas Eve, and then I freak out at the thought of going to the shops and trying to find a park and all that. And so I just end up telling my family that I always meant to get them something in the January sales. And even if I do get someone a present, which is pretty rare, I never remember to buy them a card or wrapping paper, and I don't even own sticky tape, so a wrapped present just doesn't exist. But you're probably not like me. You're probably more like my mum. My mum is one of those super organised mums. Months out, she's called all the rallies interstate to work out what they're doing for Christmas. She's planned the meals. She's worked out who's coming. She's bought all the presents, and cheaply as well while they're on sale way before Christmas. My mum is super prepared for Christmas. But the question I want to ask today is, are we doing the right kind of preparation? Let me explain. Say for my Christmas preparation this year, I went to the shops and I bought heaps of chocolate eggs and heaps of chocolate bunnies. And then on Christmas Eve, I went and hid them in the backyard. Well, I'm preparing for Easter, aren't I? Not for Christmas. So your preparation has to match the thing you're preparing for, doesn't it? Same with Christmas. Wouldn't it be a tragedy if we spent hours and hours preparing for Christmas, but we missed the whole point? So as we get prepared for Christmas this year, how about we have a think about why we get prepared? And I think the best way to do this is to have a look at what the Bible says about Christmas. And that's going to come up on the screen behind me. Thanks, guys. So I'm just going to read that out. It says, Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. So there's two things I want to talk about from that verse from the Bible. The first thing is, the reason Jesus came the first time was not to institute Christmas, but to die the death that we all deserve. And the second thing I want to say is that Jesus is going to return again. So let's have a look at the first half first. Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. So the baby whose birth we celebrate at Christmas didn't stay a cute little baby. He didn't live a cute life, and he didn't die a cute death. He grew up, he taught people to love God and to love each other, but he was killed for it. This isn't what we normally think of at Christmas time, is it? We normally think nativity scene and school plays and, you know, everyone gets to play Mary at some time in their life. But this is what the Bible says Christmas is really about. Christmas, at Christmas we celebrate the day that Jesus became a man so that he could die for our sins. Now, why did this have to happen? Why did Jesus need to die? Well, it's because we all ignore God. This is what the passage means when it says he died for our sins. It's for our rejection of God. Now, you might be thinking, that's a bit unfair. I'm not that bad a person, you know. I pay my taxes and everything. But let's have a think about that for a minute. Imagine you had the ideal son. So he always does his homework. He keeps his room clean 100% of the time. What else does he do? He doesn't fight with his siblings. He unpacks the dishwasher without being asked. You know, the ideal son. But imagine if this ideal son never acknowledged your existence. So you're sitting at dinner across from him and he pretends he can't hear you, pretends he can't see you. You can't talk to him. You're walking down the hall and he walks the opposite direction, pretends he can't see you. Would you be happy with this son? How would you feel towards this son? It wouldn't matter to you that he unpacks the dishwasher without being asked if he pretends you don't exist, would it? And it's the same with God. When we live our good middle-class lives but reject him and pretend he doesn't exist, he's not happy with us. He's not happy with you when you keep the speed limit because you're pretending he doesn't exist. God doesn't want you to be the ideal son first. He wants you to know him. And Jesus died to fix this problem. Because you see, if we keep rejecting God like this, if we keep pretending he doesn't exist, then we will live a life without him, and we'll die a death without him, and we'll spend eternity without him. But Jesus died to fix this broken relationship between us and God. It's a tragic end to the life that we celebrate the birth of at Christmas. But thankfully, Jesus didn't stay dead. God raised him to life again. And that brings us to the second point, which is that Jesus will return. It's on the screen behind me. Jesus will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Now, Jesus' return isn't something we think about nearly as much as we think about Christmas, is it? It's not what we normally think of at this time of year. But the Bible teaches us that Jesus will return, and when he does, he will fix all the brokenness of this world. He will fix sickness. He will fix death. He will fix broken relationships. There'll be no crying. There'll be no mourning. This is the salvation that the passage is talking about. It's speaking about being saved from the brokenness of this world to the perfect new world. Well, how can we be a part of this world? A part of this new world, sorry. Well, the passage says that it's those who wait who are a part of this new world. So who are those who wait? How can I be one of those people who wait? Well, the people who wait are the people who have trusted that Jesus did die for them. The people who wait are people who have decided to stop ignoring God. There's lots of people here who are people who wait. People who come along to church each week to meet up with God's family because they're now part of God's family. So I want to ask you a question. Are you prepared for Jesus' return? How about this Christmas? You don't just get ready to celebrate his birth, but get ready to celebrate his return. Wouldn't it be tragic to be totally on top of your Christmas preparation, but to have missed this big point? Well, you might be thinking, how do I get prepared? Well, there's a couple of ways you can. One way is to speak to the person who brought you, or you can speak to myself or Bryony at the end. We'll have some time to do that over afternoon tea. Another way you can get more prepared is you can come along to a thing that we run here at church called Jesus an Introduction. It's a short course that Craig, our minister, runs, and it's an opportunity for anyone who has any questions about Jesus to come along and find out more about the stuff we've been talking about today. So if you want to know what has this got to do with me, or why did Jesus need to die, or any of the many, many questions I didn't touch on today, please give that course a go. Bryony will tell you how to get involved in that in a minute. But for today, let me leave you with an encouragement to find out more. Get prepared. This Christmas, don't just get ready for Jesus' birth. Get ready for his return.